In a small community in Maytown, Pennsylvania, a family-owned business has been running for around 25 years now. Homestead Furnishings and Gifts has clearly found long-term success in the Pennsylvania area by being able to flourish for over two decades. Run by Jeff and Robin Smith, the couple have made it their mission to supply many across Lancaster area with items that can spice up an empty household or make a great gift for a friend or a loved one. Ranging from furniture like tables, cabinets, and candles made by the store's owner themselves, they look to have anything that could light up an empty corner in any household and hope to satisfy families in the area and around the world with their online presence. They also have options for all seasons and various events. It's easy to see that they are thriving, but what is their story like? How did this all start? Like many businesses, the store has had to go through many changes, some more significant than others. So how have they found success and what mountains have they had to climb to work to the position they are in today?
Well, the business started with her ambition to buy a wholesale company originally. Mm-hmm. Wholesale business that they were retiring. So that's how it started.
Yeah, and we were basically at that point primarily purchasing a lot of iron from Amish, and then also candles from a candle manufacturer in Marietta. So, and then we decided to open up the small shop at our house, which was about 500 square feet, and we opened that up in 1999, I believe. And then about that same time, the candle manufacturer we were purchasing from decided to close, and they offered the business to us. So that's when Jeff got involved and quit his full-time job to become a candle manufacturer. And so we also wholesale candles to other stores as well as provide the candles for our shop.
As with many companies going through the early years of their work, the couple found some struggles with advertising, testing out the waters, and trying to figure out what works. But once they began using a mailing list, they were able to stay in touch with customers back then and even some today.
I guess the struggles in the beginning were just finding your clientele and finding out what kind of advertising works. You know, it's just kind of trial and error at first.
We did a lot of paper, like Merchandiser and Lancaster paper, but now we're progressed from that, I think.
We found that in the early years, the best thing was having a mailing list. When customers would come in, they'd get on our mailing list. That way we could stay in touch with them. But that's, of course, evolved into now online emails and Facebook and so forth. That's changed a lot in the last 25 years. There was a demand for the product. They're repeat customers. We still have customers who still come to us. They've been there since day one. But I think the success of it was just constantly having new things. We change our product out seasonally. We always have open houses for every season. And that's had a lot to do, I think, with our success.
And realizing that we needed to grow. When we were at the candle box, our success was, which may be a curse, that we needed to move, get bigger, grow, because we're isolated here.
Since there have been a number of ways that have allowed the company to achieve their goals and beyond. However, to continue growing and finding success, the couple believe their opportunity to continue their steady growth was to move locations. Of course, there were benefits to this, but there are also some initial drawbacks.
I think our first move to Mountjoy, we rented a barn in Mountjoy, and that move I didn't feel was quite as difficult. But that was, we saw a lot of, I guess, some immediate success from that, just from the growth. We could offer a lot more product, and the sales grew, you know, from that pretty quickly there. It just, and we weren't as isolated as we were at our small shops, and we were out on a main road and so forth. But then the more difficult move, I think, was moving to Maytown. When we decided to purchase the building here, it was kind of a quick move, and everything had to be renovated. We had to do a total renovation, so we were actually closed for 6 months. So that was the difficulty there. having to be closed for 6 months and still trying to stay in touch with your customers and letting them know we're coming back. So that was a bit of a struggle to reconnect, I guess.
And to realize that you don't get the traffic from Mountjoy that you get.
You don't get that much here
on 743.
Yeah, that was the difficulty. But one of the pluses to that is we're getting a lot more York County and New Jersey, Maryland. We've actually kind of grown the area, you know, where we're pulling from. So that's made a difference, being closer to Route 30.
These moves clearly improve the business. But in 2020, the world changed when COVID-19 pandemic shut down production for many operating stores across the world. Homestead Furnishings and Gifts, however, they weathered the storm.
I think our approach to it pretty much from the start was just, you know, faith over fear. We're gonna get through this. And we gave our customers a choice whether to come through the door or not. I mean, we offered curbside pickup if they preferred that. But honestly, we never really had anybody take us up on that. They wanted to come someplace that felt normal. And we heard that a lot. So, we just kind of business as usual. We kept things as normal as possible. We had a sign on the door if they weren't comfortable coming in here, and same choice with masks, whether they wore masks or not. It was entirely up to them. And if they wanted to have a personal shopping experience, we offered that to them if they weren't comfortable coming in here when others were in the store. But honestly, no one ever took us up on that. And we got a lot of feedback was, I'm so glad to come here. It's the only place I can go that it feels normal. Yeah. So, yeah, and that, yeah, we got through it.
As successful business owners, Jeff and Robin have learned and have experienced a lot and shared some key advice of what they've learned from those experiences.
I think the one thing that I tell Robin is try to step outside your comfort zone as, to put it, to buy things that she may not like or she may not want, but there's still an outlet if it's a good price that you might be able to capitalize on that. That's a little bad.
I think, offering, you know, to a broad range of people that you're not just...
we're not monotone.
And we're just not just into one style, although we always say primitive country. However, some of the items we carry can cross over into any other styles as well. And I think two of the things we've learned is nothing's guaranteed. You're never guaranteed a paycheck. some weeks you are, and some weeks you don't get it, and you're the last to be paid. So that's one thing. And then I think the key, and I tell other shop owners this all the time, is consistency. Be consistent in your hours. I mean, there are days you may not have any customers or just a couple customers. But you've got to be consistent, and you've got to be consistent with hours, and because it's just too confusing when customers, you're changing hours all the time. You've got to be consistent with hours, consistent with your product, your quality that you offer. I just think that's key to owning the business. And just the other thing, you know, all kinds of unexpected costs come up. just things like that. You just have to be prepared and just take it one day at a time.
Homestead Furnishings and Gifts, hard work ethic, and variety of items sold, whether in store or online, continues to launch the company in success as they look to the future.